Then the fourth part will be two essays. You have no choice. I thought about giving you a choice, and I thought, nah, it's too easy. Don't give them a choice. Without giving anything away, it seems that if we look at the two books that we've read, that basically there are two things going on. What's going on in the first book? Education. Right? We have all these transformations. It would seem logical if I was just looking at stuff like, well, duh, he's going to ask one question about education somehow. And what's the second book about? Besides Glatzesand. Okay, starting to think, what is he thinking about? Right, so, you know, the big point is made again and again is about how society was when he came to power, you know, when he became king. How Uther, what chivalry had not been like, we could say that, or what constituted chivalry under Uther, right, and what Arthur's about. And so, you know, what you know, where are we at the end of that? What is Arthur thinking? How might he change society? Isn't that what presidential campaigns are about? I mean, they lie about what they'll do. And of course, the problem with our form of government is, as opposed to a parliamentary system, candidates for presidents can say anything they want. If the people don't propose that, they can't dispose that. They don't have the power to, you know, bring any of those policies through to fruition.